bring into your mind and heart the welfare of all living beings without exception. With a clear recognition from your receiving teachings, listening and thinking, and your own research, study, and then meditation, the understanding of the nature of samsara, the nature of these afflicted aggregates, being in the nature of dukkha, suffering. And having familiarity with the various aspects of the suffering of samsara for yourself, open your heart with the recognition that all living beings within this conditioned state are bound to the cycle of suffering and pain, just varying degrees and from moment to moment. Not only those close to you in your life, but all living beings. And therefore think with as much compassion as you can generate for the sake of all living beings, equally and without exception. I must and I will attain complete and perfect enlightenment Buddhahood. Therefore, I will study and practice the three principal paths of renunciation, bodhicitta, and the perfection of wisdom. And step by step, cultivate my mind, transforming negative minds to virtue. By abandoning the unwholesome and cultivating the wholesome and virtuous minds, and therefore actions. And reflect, since samsaric existence, this afflicted state is beginningless, I have accumulated a vast store of negative karmic seeds and tendencies. And now is the time, whilst I have this rare and unique, precious human life, to apply the opponent forces and purify those negative karmic seeds already acquired or accumulated that are obstructing my development on this path to bliss and freedom, that are obstructing my practice of virtue, of kindness, love, and so on, that are obscuring my true potential. Therefore, I will apply the four opponent forces and become skilled and expert in these. Since all negative karmic seeds are dependent arisings, not permanent, not inherently existent, all can be purified with the application of the four opponent powers when done with skill and concentration, faith and conviction, and so on. Therefore, as the powerful object and cultivating the counterforce of the power of the object, part of which is my motivation of bodhicitta already established. We'll visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So therefore, once again, try to visualize and imagine that you're sitting in a beautiful and pure, light-natured environment, like a beautiful garden land or parkland. All is created within the mind, creative imagination. Imagine the surface in the nature of light is a beautiful green color. Soft to the touch, like a beautiful lawn, and therefore appearing like a parkland, within which there are beautiful lakes filled with water birds, beautiful trees having different foliage and flowers and fruits. Flower beds and flowers. And a beautiful fragrance is filling the air naturally. A soothing fragrance that pacifies the mind. Try to imagine that. Then imagine and visualize once again that appearing in space in front of you at the level of your forehead or thereabouts, not too high, not too low, and about a meter or thereabouts in front of you appears one's guru in the aspect of Buddha Shakyamuni or Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, sitting on the lotus, moon and sun. He's wearing the beautiful robes of a monk and has a golden, light-natured body. Sitting in the Vajra cross-legged position, his right hand is on his right knee in the earth-touching mudra or gesture. His left hand on his lap, palm facing upwards, is holding a beautiful blue begging bowl, light-natured begging bowl. And it's filled with a healing nectar. The Buddha possesses all of the major and minor signs of a Buddha, of perfection. Imagine the presence of such a pure, blissful and holy being, filling this environment you're sitting in. And beautiful, multicolored light is continuously emanating from the Buddha's body. And concentrate and imagine that the Buddha is looking at you with limitless, pure great love and limitless, pure great compassion. Try to bring a strong feeling into your mind and meditation as though the Buddha is actually there, you could speak with him. Ask questions, imagine if you could, how amazing. And think, the Buddha is my guru. My guru, in fact, all of my gurus are the Buddha. And in this way, training, cultivating a pure view of your gurus, especially your main guru, your root guru. And if you haven't decided in your mind, in your life, who is your guru, then particularly focus on the Buddha as your guru. All teachings flow down through the lineage teachers to us from the Buddha. He taught these holy teachings over 2,500 years ago. Therefore, Buddha is our guru. And cultivate an attitude, a mind of devotion and respect. Reflect on the influence, the positive and benevolent influence that you have received from the Dharma teachings, the truths taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. Without Lord Buddha's appearance on this earth, these teachings would not exist for us. We would be bound more than likely to just live an ordinary life. Age, and then pass and die. Through the Buddha's compassion and wisdom teaching the Dharma, we can make our lives meaningful. How amazing is that? This is an amazing dependent arising, the appearance of the Buddha, my merit ripening to have this precious human rebirth with the karmic seeds making me inclined to search and seek truth. And cultivate a mind of humility with respect and devotion. And think, I prostrate to your holy body, your holy speech, and your holy mind, Guru Shakyamuni. And I do so with gratitude, devotion and respect, and humility. Imagine you prostrate physically to the Buddha in space in front of you. If you are able to, through some meditative experience, you can imagine you emanate many bodies and prostrate. A full-length prostration. Hearts folded at the hands folded at the heart to begin with. Like doing our prostrations. Touch the hands to the crown, the forehead, the throat, and the heart, and imagine extending full length on the surface of this beautiful environment, prostrating to the Buddha. And do so with heart of devotion, of some love, gratitude, and respect. And in this way, purifying and pacifying pride and arrogance. Radiating from the heart of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha comes beautiful, purifying and healing white light as you prostrate. Washing through your body and illuminating your mind, it heals and purifies negative karmic seeds created since beginningless time. Imagine as many bodies as you're able to, or at least one body to begin with. And you prostrate over and over again. And in your mind, consider all of the limitless qualities of a fully enlightened being, of the Buddha himself. And increase the mind of respect and devotion, which is a mental prostration, together with the physical prostration. Buddha Shakyamuni was an ordinary person just like me, with the need to purify beginningless karmic seeds and tendencies to accumulate limitless merit. Lord Buddha did what must be done to achieve great nirvana liberation and full omniscience, Buddhahood. Whilst visualizing and imagining prostrations, continually develop the mind of devotion and respect. And limitless, brilliant and powerful white light rays and white healing nectars continually flush down through your body as you're prostrating, forcing out and eliminating from the mind and also from your body, and purifying your negative speech karmas, all impurities and negative seeds, as black light and black energy, until your body transforms into a white light nature body. Concluding prostrations, imagine sitting once again in front of the Buddha. And now generate limitless offerings to the Buddha from your heart, and visualize beautiful vessels, pure, clean vessels filled with divine and blissful nectar for drinking as offerings to the Buddha. And beautiful vessels filled with pure, clean water for washing to wash the feet of the Buddha. You can imagine beautiful bathhouses with these beautiful baths for the Buddha to wash, to bathe his holy body. Try to visualize and imagine limitless offerings of flowers, beautiful flower petals raining down from space as an offering to the head and the body of the Buddha. Beautiful vases filled with various coloured flowers and fragrant flowers. Imagine space itself begins to fill with limitless flowers of different colors and shapes. Visualize and imagine space filling with beautiful gardens and groves and forests, beautiful flower gardens, and be as creative as you can. And these offerings become more and more extensive, filling space itself. And beautiful flower garlands are offered to the Buddha. Imagine these all emanating from your heart. As much as you are able, imagine offerings of incense, divine fragrances from incense filling the air, mountains of sandalwood powder, incense powder, starting with realistic visualizations dependent on your capacity, and gradually increase how much you're able to visualize making offerings to the Buddha. Until you can imagine filling space itself. And there are beautiful light offerings, imagine that. The sun and the moon. Beautiful butter lamps and candle offerings. Beautiful light illuminating space. Offering to the eyes, the eye organ of the Buddha. And imagine beautiful vessels filled with perfume, divine fragrance that uplift the mind, enhancing the joy of the mind, offered to the mind of the Buddha. So many beautiful fragrances, perfume offering. And try to imagine and visualize beautiful food offerings to the Buddha. So many plates, bowls filled with foods. Savory foods, sweet foods, pastries, fruits. So many fruits. All in the nature of light. Extremely delicious. Pure and untainted offerings of food. Reflecting from time to time that the Buddha Shakyamuni is my kind root guru. My kind root guru is Buddha Shakyamuni. And imagine beautiful music played by the most skilled musicians and emanating from beautiful instruments offered to the ears, the ear organ, ear consciousness of the Buddha. Beautiful sounds, sweet, uplifting. And reflect then on how much Dharma practice you cultivate. One of the best offerings to the Guru and the Buddhas is one's practice of the Holy Dharma. When you study the Holy Dharma, you meditate and practice in order to internalize these precious truths and teachings. To achieve the wishes of the Buddhas by achieving enlightenment and serving the welfare of all Mother sentient beings. Holding the pure Holy Dharma is one of the best offerings, a supreme offering to the Buddha. Generating the mind of enlightenment, Bodhicitta, delights all of the Buddhas and they rejoice in taking the Bodhicitta vows, in generating the mind of enlightenment. Such a person is called a son or a daughter of the Buddhas, and the Buddhas rejoice at your cultivation of Bodhicitta. Reflect on this as a supreme offering to your Guru and the Buddha Shakyamuni and all Buddhas. And think, I will continually practice what I learn. However much I understand, I will put into practice as offering to my Guru and the Buddhas, to all of my Gurus and all Buddhas. It is said in the path to enlightenment that putting even one verse of your Guru's teachings into practice is more valuable than understanding the entire Dharma but not practicing the Dharma. Dedicate your practice to the best of your ability as an offering, the best offering to the Guru and the Buddhas. And imagine transforming your roots of virtue into offering substances to Buddha Shakyamuni and your kind root guru. Whenever you practice virtuous actions such as meditating on great love and great compassion, you can imagine that your practice and your love and compassion transform into beautiful flowers and perfumes, auspicious symbols. And these are offered to the Buddhas and your gurus. And you can transform thinking like this of all past, present and future roots of virtue, such as meditation on love, bodhicitta and compassion. The great master Shakyamuni Buddha said that meditation and Dharma practice is the best offering. Perfecting offerings in this way is a vast accumulation of merit. We need limitless merit. It removes miserliness and helps in your development of great generosity. Having practiced prostration and offerings, now confess. Confession is a profound opponent force to the accumulated negative karmic seeds. It's useful to reflect on negative karmas you've created recently or in this life, things you regret Abandon feelings of guilt, but cultivate a wisdom regret. And imagining now, sitting in front of the Buddha, you open your heart and confess these negative actions of body and of speech and of the mind. As Buddhist practitioners, it's not unusual to break or transgress vows and precepts through the power of habit, through the power of circumstances, through not knowing or forgetting our commitments. Confess this all to the Buddha now in front of you, your kind root guru. Reflect how we have these great delusions, our great inner enemies, completely controlling our minds. And through them we have created many negative karmas, not just in this life, but in many, many past lives. With that recognition, confess to the Buddha, I have created so much negative karma with my body, my speech and my mind. And I confess fully over and over again with an open heart. And I do so with regret. And as much as you are able, cultivate a determination to abandon repeating these negative actions. Where possible, be determined to not repeat them again. Confessing in this way, then practice rejoicing. Rejoice in your own virtue, positive actions and positive karmas. Reflecting on maintaining your vows, your precepts, doing your best to cultivate your kindness and your love, your compassion and wisdom. And rejoice in your heart. Rejoice in your accumulation of merit. Rejoice in others, other human beings, ordinary beings, studying and practicing virtue, purification and accumulation. How wonderful. Reflect on the great attainments of Arya beings, Arya Bodhisattvas and Arya beings, who have accomplished the realizations of the path of accumulation and preparation and perceive ultimate reality directly and non-conceptually, the truth of suchness, emptiness. After extraordinary accumulation, practice, meditation, and so on, have achieved the state of a stream enterer, an Arya being. How wonderful! And rejoice in the extraordinary actions of the Bodhisattvas, the great lineage masters of the past and all of the Buddhas who have manifested and perfected limitless virtues. And rejoice in the accumulated merit of all sentient beings without exception. Rejoice in the perfection of virtue and goodness and insight. And then make a heartfelt request to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, please continuously turn the wheel of Dharma, continuously teach the Dharma to all living beings. And reflecting on the Buddha as your Guru, request your precious Guru to not just abide, but to teach the holy Dharma, the three principal paths and the two stages to all living beings without exception. And now beseech Guru Shakyamuni, all Buddhas, and your precious root Guru and all Gurus to remain until samsara is no longer seen even by one sentient being. To teach, to care for all living beings and to not abide in the bliss of their own non-abiding nirvana. Please remain for the benefit of all living beings. Then dedicate the accumulated merit from this practice of this seven-limb prayer of making offerings, prostrations and confession, rejoicing, requesting, beseeching, and think through this accumulated merit. May all living beings very quickly and very easily achieve complete and perfect enlightenment Buddhahood. And think, I dedicate all of my present accumulation of merit and all the merit I've accumulated since beginningless time. I dedicate the merit I will accumulate in the future. And dedicate all of the merit accumulated by all beings to the great enlightenment of every living being without exception. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of wisdom and merit and attain the two holy bodies arisen from wisdom and merit. May the precious superior mind of enlightenment be generated in those who have not yet generated it and not decrease in those who have developed it but increase continuously.